I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty Up until now we've heard many means, many ways of attaining the ma'rifah, the recognition and gnosis of our Creator our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, continuing to mention other ways in which we can attain this great goal, we will mention beautiful ways in this episode, in the coming episodes as well, on how to receive and attain the ma'rifah of Allah. Now, the means that is going to be mentioned today, the avenue and the path that we need to adopt to attain ma'rifah of Allah, which we will discuss today, this is something you can say that the awliyaullah, they clinged on to the most, or they acted upon this to a great degree. And they strived in this regard, they endeavored, and alhamdulillah, they attained as well. Whoever strives, man jadda wajada, he attains his goal. And there's so much targheeb in the Quran regarding this particular means. The ahadith kareema of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that this means is a very great way of attaining the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that means? That means is dhikrullahi azza wa jal. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering our Creator. Remembering His blessings. Remembering Him because He is worthy of all praise. Extolling Him. So inshallah, in this episode we'll hear about the importance and the great role that dhikrullah plays in making one attain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala says in Surah Baqarah, verse 152, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ that remember me, I will remember you. That the vastness of this verse in terms of meaning is incomprehensible by us. It's so vast in terms of meaning. Now there's so many ways of remembering Allah, but look at the reward as mentioned in this verse of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala will remember you. Allah Ta'ala will bless you. Allah Ta'ala will grant you renown. This is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do we need to do as believers? Remember Him in any way that we can. In all the forms that have been mentioned by Islam, pick some of those forms. Implement them in your lives. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly. And this is the reward. Adhkurkum. Allah Ta'ala will remember you. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا O believers, remember Allah abundantly, excessively. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا And glorify Him in the day and in the night. Day and night, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an instruction of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Who is telling us to remember Him? Allah Ta'ala, who is the provider of all blessings, who is the provider of all comfort, who is the provider of all ease, who is the one who removes His abd, His slave from difficulties, who showers mercies upon His slave. He Jalla Jalalu is saying, remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly. Do the dhikr of Allah abundantly. In another verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ And remember Allah abundantly so that you may attain success. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Now this success that Allah is guaranteeing, Allah is speaking about, is not only limited to the dunya. You will gain success here. You will gain success in the akhirah as well. And obviously we know the success in the akhirah is of more importance, of a greater rank, of superiority, because we live in this world for a finite amount of time. But the life of the hereafter, Jannah inshallah, is forever, is eternal. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Then how should we do the zikr of Allah? That's a question as well. Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ Those who remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala while standing, while sitting, and upon their sides, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Meaning in all states, they're remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is their love for Allah. that leads them to constantly remember their Lord Almighty. When they're sitting, when they're standing, when they're lying down to rest on their beds, Allahu Akbar, they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't live without it. They're attached to dhikr of Allah and they're so engrossed in it that their days and nights are spent in this way. May Allah make us from such people. Ameen. So when a person attains this rank and reaches this stage where he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors for him. Opens the doors of ma'rifah for him. Enters nur into his heart. And he attains those things which he cannot even attain through books. Remember, reading books is very important in Islam. Studying is very important in Islam. But beyond study, when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person expresses his love for the Creator by doing dhikrullah azza wa jal, then subhanallah, he attains those things which cannot be attained from other means. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala grants such a person insight. Allah Ta'ala grants the person's heart awareness. This is an amal of the heart, an action of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the heart and dhikr and how they are inseparable. There's a big link between the heart and the dhikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَلَى بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believed and their hearts attained tranquility by mentioning, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, take heed, only in the remembrance of Allah will hearts find tranquility. Tranquility is only found through the dhikr, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the faydan, this is the spiritual blessings of doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another maqam, again speaks about success and dhikr, how they are very interlinked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, the one who purified himself has succeeded. تَزْكِيَةُ nafs, purifies the nafs from evil, from vices, from traits that are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person has succeeded. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Straight after Allah ta'ala says, and he mentions his Lord, the name of his Lord, and then he prays. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And this person who succeeded, he mentions the name of his Lord and he prays. Look at that. Success, you want success. People want success. Everyone wants success. Success is found through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has many names. Famous in the hadith, 99 names. And whoever memorizes them will enter Jannah. But the names of Allah are not limited to 99. They are the famous names of Allah. Famous 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we mention any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we moisten our tongue with his dhikr, jalla jalaluhu, then we'll definitely attain barakat. We will definitely attain closeness. We will definitely attain ma'rifah. We will definitely attain peace and comfort in our lives. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. A person needs to begin. A person needs to stop delaying. Cast off that web of laziness. A person needs to be proactive. A person needs to hasten towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he is truly desirous of tranquility, serenity, comfort and peace in his life. Let's listen to a hadith in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that any qawm which gathers to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the reward, what's the outcome? They're there to remember Allah jalla wa ala, just like our mahafil today, when you go to the ijtima of Dawud Islami, when you go to any other gathering where dhikrullah takes place, salawat ala nabi takes place, there's darse Quran, other majalis, where Allah is being mentioned. Dhikrullah is maqsood, is the purpose. What's the reward, subhanallah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these mahafil, where Allah is mentioned, his name is mentioned, various names of Allah is mentioned, the kalima tayyiba is recited, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, many wazaif, tasabih are read as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they encompass that gathering. Allahu Akbar. They cover that gathering. And then what happens? Mercy descends on such people. Mercy overwhelms such people, envelops such people. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then what happens? From Allah, from the court of Allah, Sakina, peace is revealed and descended upon such people. Itminan, tranquility, is showered on such people. And the hadith says that Allah Ta'ala mentions these people who on earth are remembering Allah in various mahafil. Allah Ta'ala mentions these people, the angels who have proximity to the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He doesn't have to do that. But this is an i'azaz, an honor for a believer. That we do dhikr on earth, Allah Ta'ala mentions us. Who are we? We are no one. We're not worthy of being mentioned. We are sinful. But if we mention Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wholeheartedly and sincerely on earth, we attend such gatherings of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala will mention us before and to the malaika muqarrabin. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Now think for a moment. What greater bounty is there than Allah Ta'ala mentioning us? Our Lord mentions us. We're lowly, we're sinful, we're disobedient, we're not worthy. Allah created us, Allah gave us life, Allah sustains us, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showers mercy upon us. Allah Ta'ala keeps us alive until the appointed time. Allah Ta'ala provides for us. Allah Ta'ala showers us with mercy, blessings, peace, comfort, everything. We can't even enumerate the blessings of Allah, they are so much. And then all we do is we do dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a seemingly small amal, action. We mention Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala through our stained tongues. Allah Ta'ala accepts it. And then He mentions us before the malaika muqarrabin. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. After hearing this hadith, a believer, a true believer, is eager to remember Allah all the time. Have a tasbih in his hand throughout the day. Whenever he gets a chance, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The hadith states, Afdalul du'ai, Alhamdulillah. The most superior du'a is what? Saying Alhamdulillah. And when we say these kalimat, when we mention Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in a mafil, look at this, Allah Ta'ala mentions us to the malaika muqarrabin, the angels with proximity. So this is something that we have to cling on to. If we want salvation, if we want to attain ma'rifa of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we need to recite the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala all the time. Then those who mention Allah day and night, Allah Ta'ala has told us, Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran to remain amongst those people who mention Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We've been given the instruction, the command to sit with those, to join with those who remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala while seeking His countenance. They mention Allah day and night, Subhanallah. They mention Allah, they worship Him, they glorify Him, they extol Him, they remember Him. Allah Ta'ala is telling us to be with such people. This is the barakah of those who remember Allah. That if you sit with them, you will never be deprived. When we sit with such people, the Salihin, the righteous, the awliya, those who remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we will also be recipients of the mercy of Allah, of the blessings of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, of the barakat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No doubt. There's no doubt in this whatsoever. And just knowing that this is a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do the dhikr of Allah, this should be sufficient for us. What the Prophet Alaihi Wasallam did is the best example for us. He is the best role model. Whatever he did, we do as well. We try to do to the best of our ability. The Prophet Alaihi Wasallam would, of course, mention Allah while standing, while sitting, while lying down, in every state. And we need to follow the blessed example of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because this will benefit us ultimately. When we do the dhikr of Allah, we will attain ma'rifah, we will attain closeness, we will attain qurba to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Attaining qurba of anyone in this world, that will not benefit us. That's foolishness. People today have role models who don't even know them, don't even care about them. This pop star and this celebrity and this football star and this athlete, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Our role model is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We attain qurba to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, automatically we have qurba to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But look how beautiful our deen is. Our deen tells us, remember Allah, you will gain His qurba. This is what we should aspire towards. This is what we should expend all our energy in. Not in all of these other worthless things in life. And we spend so much time and energy, and we reach the end of our lives thinking, I wasted my life. Na'udhu billah. Regretful, remorseful. And those people who spend their lives remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they won't have such thoughts in their mind. They will know that death is the only barrier that's separating them from meeting their beloved, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ajizi, humbleness in this regard as well. He was the greatest of the zakireen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one remembered Allah to a greater degree and to a better level than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the greatest zakir, the one who performs dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do dua. And this is ta'aleem al-ummah, instruction for the ummah. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, aid me, help me, assist me in mentioning you, in remembering you. Ala dhikrik wa shukrik, and in being grateful to you, assist me in this regard as well. Wa husni ibadatik, and to worship you beautifully. The Prophet alayhi salam remembered Allah the best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the greatest shakir, meaning from all the shakirin, he was the greatest in terms of showing gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in terms of worshipping Allah, you will not find a greater abid than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is ta'aleem al-ummah. We as ummatis need to make this dua every day, after every prayer. Ya Allah, make me worship you in the best manner possible. Make me from the shakirin. Make me from those who do your dhikr. Help me in this regard, Ya Allah. I'm weak. I'm incapable. Ya Allah, I need your help. And when you show this ajizi in the court of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will most certainly help you. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever remembers Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and whoever doesn't remember Allah Jalla Wa Ala, there's a comparison being made. The one who remembers Allah and the one who doesn't remember Allah is like the living and the dead. Meaning the one who remembers Allah has been likened to someone who is alive, whose heart is alive. And the one who doesn't remember Allah is likened to someone who is dead, deceased. It's a dead man walking. Meaning his life is worthless. That your life is only valuable when you perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the life of the heart, the life of the soul is through dhikr. And if there's no dhikr, the heart's pumping, a person's walking around, is spiritually dead. There's no benefit. Allahu Akbar. Look what the Sufiya have said. You give your body nourishment, right? You feed your body, you eat food every day, you drink. Why? This is a means of sustaining yourself. Allah Ta'ala has made this the means. But if you do not feed yourself for days on end, what will eventually happen? You'll die. Body will die. And the heart, the soul, the ruh, what is the sustenance of the ruh? What is the nourishment of the ruh, the soul? The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not provide dhikr to the heart, if you're not doing dhikr, the heart will die. Spiritually, you'll be dead. You'll be soulless. So this is something that we need to ponder upon. This is something that we should reflect upon and something we should devote great time to. Why? Because time is limitless as it is. We have a short life. Spend most of your time doing dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering your creator. This is what will ultimately count in the next life. In the grave, whenever you leave this world, as soon as your eyes close, as soon as you're buried, what will benefit you? Dhikrullahi Azza wa Jal. This is the best way to gain the qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as practiced by the Sufiya ikiram, the awliya ikiram, the salihin, the righteous of this ummah. They wrote entire books on dhikrullah, dhakirin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst those who remember him, Jalla Jalaluhu, day and night, and who expend all our energy in this regard. May we keep our tongues moist with dhikrullahi azza wa jal. And may Allah ta'ala increase his love in our hearts day by day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.